Just a quick word from our sponsor before we jump into today's episode. Optimizing your internal processes can often be a huge unlock for streamlining revenue and getting you and your team, if you have one, out of a manual process. If you're looking to reduce costs and headaches in one fell swoop, consider graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. It's the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere, and you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Everything seems to be more expensive these days, so proven ways to cut costs and boost performance at the same time, like NetSuite, are kind of a no-brainer. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/SPI. netsuite.com/SPI. Once again, netsuite.com/SPI. And now a quick word from our sponsor before we start the show. Ready to earn sustainable income while creating the work you're passionate about? Get started with Memberful. Whether you teach online courses, host a podcast, run a blog, or write a newsletter, Memberful has all the tools you need to unlock revenue and deeply connect with your audience through subscription membership. Their platform allows you to easily gate content, communicate with your audience, and tier membership access directly on your own website. Plus, with Memberful, there's no need to change your workflow. They work seamlessly and integrate with the tools you already use, including MailChimp, Discord, Zapier, ConvertKit, Google Analytics, and more. Utilize their powerful built-in features and dashboards and watch your business grow. The best part? Memberful gives you full control and ownership of your audience, your brand, and your business. Get started for free at memberful.com/SPI. One more time, that's memberful.com/SPI. Hey, what's up, Team Flynn? In this episode, you're going to learn 10 promotional strategies that I've used myself or have seen other people use specific for time-based promotions. Now, we have Cyber Monday coming up and, you know, Black Friday and all those kinds of things. So a lot of businesses are focused on how to generate as much income as possible using the holiday here as an excuse. And I'd love to offer these tips for you and these strategies, whether or not you plan on using these sort of right away for Cyber Monday or other promotional opportunities or in the future. But if you do have a business, or even if you don't even have a product, listen to this episode and you can generate additional income. So stick around, but first, let's get to the intro.
Welcome to the Smart Passive Income Podcast, where it's all about working hard now so you can sit back and reap the benefits later. And now your host, he wishes he could personally thank every one of his listeners, Pat Flynn.
Hiring? With Indeed, your search is over. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data. Indeed works fast, like really fast. In fact, by the time this ad's over, 23 hires will have been made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. 93% of employers agree that Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Look, hiring's hard enough, so don't make it harder on yourself. Indeed makes it so easy to manage it all in one place, from initial screenings to messagings, interviewing candidates. You can do it all right from Indeed with no extra apps involved. And listeners of this show get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/smartpassive. Just go to Indeed.com/smartpassive right now. Support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/smartpassive. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Our sponsor today is Uplift Desk, creators of office furniture designed to help you work better and live healthier. If you're like most entrepreneurs, you probably spend a lot of time sitting. Well, a standing desk can make a huge difference. It's actually a complete game changer. If you haven't tried one before, this offer from Uplift is for you. Plus, you can support the show at the same time. Visit UpliftDesk.com/SPI for 5% off your order. Over a million customers have chosen Uplift Desk. Innovative product designs, reasonable pricing, same-day shipping, free accessories with every desk. You can see why they're such a big hit. Standing while I work helps me get the creative juices flowing, helps me focus and stay productive, and I'm way more alert when I'm standing. And Uplift is a great deal. An industry-leading 15-year warranty, free shipping, free return shipping if you need to do that, and they provide a state-of-the-art experience. They're stable, made of very solid materials, and there are over 100 desktop choices and customizations available. Go to upliftdesk.com/SPI for 5% off your order. That's UPLIFT desk.com/SPI to get 5% off your entire order. What's up, everybody? Paflin here, and welcome to session 399 of the Smart Passive Income Podcast. My name is Paflin, here to help you make more money, save more time, and help more people too. And wow, we are one episode away from the big 4-0. Oh. Two O's, 400. Really excited that next week's episode is going to be another top 10, but it's top 10 things I've learned since recording 400 episodes of the podcast. The most important one that I'll probably double up for next week is just how important you are, the listener, and how, you know, your job as a podcaster or content provider is to provide value first. And then that's exactly what I'm going to be doing for you today. So we're just going to jump right in. And again, like I said in the intro, this is all about promotional strategies for time-based, you know, short-term, scarcity-driven promotions, meaning there's a start date and an end date. Now, this doesn't mean you can't use these strategies in your own evergreen strategy, meaning a person subscribes to your email list and then they get a number of emails to offer a promotional period that is based on when they subscribed versus based on a particular date on the calendar year. Either way, you can use one or more of these strategies. I'm using some of these strategies and setting things up even for this upcoming Cyber Monday here in 2019. But this should be an evergreen episode for you that you'll be able to utilize and use, hopefully. And I'd love to hear your results from it, whether you use one or all of these. So let's just get started with number one, likely the most popular form of promotion, which is discounting. Discounts are often great because discounts can go away. Now, if you train your audience to always expect a discount, that can work against you, much like it did for JCPenney. JCPenney offers discounts. This is a big box sort of department store, right, that you see in malls. And you go inside and they always have 25% off, 50% off, and it's just all year round. And I remember reading a story about how their CEO was like, no, let's just make things cheaper. Let's forget the discounts. Let's just mark the price off of everything just to begin with. And everybody got upset. Even though everything was the same price, it was the fact that people wanted the discount. There's something psychologically that happens when people are getting something for cheaper than it would be versus getting it at the same price or at price. Or, you know, the same price that it is at cost. So you can utilize these strategies of inserting discounts and injecting them into your promotions for a limited time to take advantage of this fact that we as humans love when we get a deal, right? And we'll often do crazy things when it seems like there is a deal. And the most important thing is when you do offer a discount or a deal that you make it honest, you make it authentic, you don't trick people, you're always just being honest with it. But I remember hearing, you know, gasoline here in, this is going to sound random, but gasoline here in San Diego right now is like $4.40 per gallon. Isn't that insane? Or petrol for those of you on the other side of the world. But $4.40 USD per gallon. And I know some people who will go to Costco. They'll drive 5 to 10 miles to Costco to then wait in line to get gasoline at, you know, $3.99. And that is a deal. It's, you know, 41 cents off. But if you have to drive through traffic and go that far, then wait in line for a half hour and then come back, it's like, okay, well, you got the discount on the price, but all the things leading up to it, it isn't actually beneficial. But again, just marking that, wow, people will do crazy things for a discount. So offering a discount is a great strategy. How do you do this? Well, there's a number of ways to go about it. I think the most important thing is to juxtaposition the discount price versus what the normal price is. That combined with specifically saying when the discount is going to go away. And that it's not oftentimes that people have this opportunity. And this is something that we're doing right now on our upcoming Cyber Monday launch. So we don't discount our courses unless there are some special occasions like webinars and things like that that people might attend. However, we have never offered a discount quite this steep. And we did this last year for the first time during Cyber Monday. We made some mistakes. We added probably too much in there in addition to the discounts on my courses. I also offered access, beta access to a new course that was coming out, as well as a discount to a separate company's product. It's my own company, but it was kind of separate, and that was the Smart Podcast Player which is a software tool for podcasters, and all of those things on one page just was probably too much. And there was a ton of copy, and we did very, very well. It was our most profitable month last year, and we're hoping it to be the same this year, although it's kind of interesting that it's in December this year. But either way, discounts, people love them. And when you share the retail price and how much they're getting off, and that could sometimes be a flat rate of, you know, $200 off this one time, or it could be a percentage off. In my opinion, I would care to guess that the dollar off is often perceived as higher value. Even if a certain percentage off, unless it's a 25% or above percentage off, the discount price as a flat fee will often be perceived as a higher discount. You'll get more people to convert that way. What I mean is you could save, you know, if it's $15 off a $100 product, it's often perceived as more dollars off or just more beneficial versus something that's 20% off that people then have to calculate. People like seeing those dollars. So that's number one, is the discounts and injecting that with scarcity and just being very careful about that balance of just, you know, hey guys, we're just going to discount this. I think really making sure that you share why you're discounting it. You know, last year we did, hey, this is the no excuse opportunity. You know, you've had chances to buy this earlier in the year. Now we're discounting it at an even steeper price. We know that this is helpful. Look at the testimonials, the success stories coming out of these courses. You have no excuse now. This is, you know, it's not ever going to be this cheap ever again. And so that moved a lot of people. And you can, you know, as long as you have a reason. I think the issue is when you start discounting just because you want a discount, it's like, oh, well, I guess your product wasn't worth what you said it was before. Now I'm going to get it at this price. Or, hey, how do I even know that it's worth that much? So just really, really paying attention to that delicate balance of just offering a discount to offer a discount and doing it for a very specific reason and having some sort of response to, well, why are you discounting this right now? Other than, well, we just want to sell more of them is great to have. So consider that. So that's number one. This is a very common strategy, number two here, that a lot of online retailers use, especially those in e-commerce, and that is to around Cyber Monday or special promotional periods. There's some companies like Chubbies, which is a company that actually was featured here on the podcast a long time ago. They make shorts and summer wear for men mostly, and they have a lot of summer promotions because they're a very summer sort of backyard barbecue, chilling on the lake kind of brand. And so they use a lot of opportunities in the summer for sort of these scarcity-based offers, but free shipping. Free shipping is the strategy. And that is, hey guys, usually shipping costs this much, but for this opportunity during this promotional period, we're going to offer shipping for free. Now, obviously you can combine multiple strategies together. You could have a discount and free shipping, but I would just highly consider your numbers as well. I've noticed a number of people, especially in the e-commerce space, do too many discounts to a point where it just doesn't move the needle at all. It actually can potentially help you lose money. So you want to really make sure that the numbers are making sense when you do these discounts. You don't just blindly do them, and there's always and should be a plan in place. But free shipping is also a great thing because a lot of people just dislike paying for shipping, and this is what people are used to with Amazon Prime, right? So I think that if you were to offer that as a potential specialty, scarcity, time-based offer, hey, for this week only, you're going to get it for the same price, but we're going to pay for shipping for you. Well, then again, that's a great excuse, a great way to sort of frame the discount in a way other than, hey, we're just going to cheapen the product. Instead of doing that, why don't you just offer shipping for free? And basically the money remains the same for you and for the cost either way. One thing that has been really helpful is number three. This is promotional strategy number three, and that is offering special bonuses. So instead of discounting, I know, especially in the online information space, is often frowned upon in various realms. I think it's okay, but if you can offer special bonuses, especially if it's stuff that is potentially limited in access, so hey, the first 15 people are going to get a half-hour coaching call with me, for example, or it might be, hey, the first 100 people get a free doohickey, whatever the doohickey or widget might be. It might be, hey, if you just purchase during this promotional period, we're going to give you free access to this additional course. Or, hey, if you get access and buy during this time, we're also going to throw in a discount to some of our other stuff. So, you know, buy one, get one off, and buy one, get one half off. These are kinds of different kinds of bonuses. So I'm just kind of bundling all of them sort of into this particular strategy here, which is offering special bonuses. So let's see, you know, I'm just thinking about the Swish Pod. The Swish Pod is an invention that me and Caleb, my videographer, came up with this past year. And I wish we had more time to think about a Cyber Monday strategy offering and potentially connecting with other companies to offer special bonuses or even a bonus course for filmmaking or something like that. We just didn't have the time. We were so focused on delivering to the backers in time before anybody. We successfully did that, but we just didn't have the time to think about marketing. And, you know, we between the time this episode is recorded and Cyber Monday, we may have put something together. So you can check out switchpod.co to see if there's any sort of special Cyber Monday deals. It may very well be just a general sort of one-off discount for that or free shipping, perhaps. We'll see. But yeah, I wish I had more time because I think offering special bonuses for both digital and physical products can go very well. If you have a book, adding a book into a particular purchase period is a smart thing that you could potentially do. And it also is like giving people more of you, more value. They get to know you a little bit more while reading that. Access to a course. We're doing something in our upcoming Cyber Monday launch that is just sort of a fun thing. We didn't want to offer a ton of digital bonuses because I think one thing that for us course creators, we have to be very careful and very sensitive to, well, just how much information are we giving away? One of my pet peeves is when I go to a webinar to watch a person and I get a lot of value, but then I get offered the course at the end, which is fine. But then they offer like 400 different bonuses and they're all additional courses. And it's like, no. Like, I didn't come here for all this additional stuff that really isn't relevant to what I need right now. This course is what I need. But you kind of get overwhelmed with all those additional things. I don't know if you've ever been on a webinar like that before where you get offered just so many different bonuses that are irrelevant that you know the person is just reaching. And that's sort of just a big pet peeve of mine. If you offer any bonuses, just make sure it is relevant. And if anything, at least just fun. For us, for Cyber Monday, we didn't want to offer more content, but we wanted to design something as a thank you for people who were taking action, and that is a t-shirt, actually. I've never done merch before. I did a Surf First shirt, and we sold it for a limited time, and we offered the proceeds to Pencils of Promise, which was really great. But we've had a lot of requests, especially in office hours and live streams that I do. A lot of you want merchandise, which is really interesting. And so we're sort of taking a lot of inspiration from some of the companies that we love and work with, like Teachable and ConvertKit, who also have their own t-shirts that I honestly wear at least two or three times a week. And they have these really amazing sayings or core values on the front. And so when our Cyber Monday launch comes out, which you'll see and probably see an email about at some point in the near future before December 2nd, you're going to see the shirt that you might get as a bonus if you were to take action now. And that's just a fun little extra because we are offering a discount. And, you know, of course, you can add all of these different strategies in there, but then it just becomes, well, this person's really desperate. We wanted to offer something fun and something that might be interesting for branding and for just generating more fans. So the t-shirt is something we're experimenting with versus additional content and bonuses that are just other things that take people's time. So special bonuses during the promotional period could work really well. I know Chubby's, going back to them, during their promotional periods, they'll often have bonuses that are only available for a short time period within that larger promotional period. So, you know, if it's like a 3-day promotional period for the summer or something, or you know, a cyber week promotion, you know, Monday will be one thing, and you know, there's a limited quantity of them, and the first 100 or so, you know, we'll get access to that, and then that goes away. And then the next day, there's another new thing that's sort of added on to the purchase for that day in particular, and then that goes away. And then Wednesday, one final one, like the big one for anybody who was on the fence, and that can go a very long way too in helping people just go, yeah, I want that, and I get this too. That's awesome. Perfect. And they'll grab that. So again, special bonuses. So what were the three so far? Number one, limited time discounts, you know, really playing on that scarcity when that period ends. It's like, well, sorry, you lost that opportunity to save money. And when people lose an opportunity to save money, it almost feels like, well, they're losing money. So playing off of that, but again, being very honest and authentic with that. Number two, offering free shipping on top of the product that you are offering, obviously more relevant for e-commerce and physical products. Number three, and special bonuses, things that you can add on for those who take action during that promotional period. Next, this takes me back to my architecture days, back when I was selling products on greenexamacademy.com, which is still alive, actually, although I've changed everything from my own products that required updating and required upkeep to just affiliate offers for other people's stuff because they're in the industry still. I've gotten out of the architecture industry and just didn't have the ability to keep up or the desire to do that with the space, but that website still connects people to the right products and I get paid a commission for that. Still generates a couple $1,000s a month, and it's been doing that for the last 10, 11 years now, which is pretty amazing. But back when I was
definitely paying more attention to that website and very active in creating new marketing opportunities. One thing that happened was during a promotional period before a particular exam needed an update, there was a very clear date where the exam was going to be updated and our material wasn't just going to be outdated, but it was going to go much harder. The exam was going to be much harder. So what happened was a bunch of people were pouring in trying to take the exam before the cutoff date while it was still easy. So this was an awesome opportunity for me to sell more things and really have that date, that deadline that everybody knew that, hey, version 4 of the LEAD exam is coming on this date. So make sure you pass by this date or else you're going to have the much harder time moving forward with stuff that, you know, there isn't as much support with it right now. And that worked gangbusters. So that was the scarcity. But here's the strategy. Bundles. So I bundled my LEAD exam study guide along with my audio guide, along with a coupon code specifically to a partner that we worked with, and creating this bundle that was specific just for those who wanted to get their exams passed before the deadline worked so well. Now, you may not have the benefit of having a deadline like that. You can create one, right? Hey, we're going to do this promotion for a week. Have a bundle. Maybe it's multiple products that you have. Maybe it's a product that you have along with a product that somebody else has. But creating bundles are great because these bundles don't often exist. And because they don't exist, it becomes an opportunity where a person can likely feel like they save on both, or they get access to both for a much cheaper price. So bundling is a really smart thing. And just, I've seen it many, many times in many different kinds of ways. I mentioned books earlier. A lot of people who have digital courses bundle their digital course with their book, with a higher level course all in one. And that goes really well. We're experimenting with something this year. We are including a bundle. As you know, I'm always very honest and upfront with you about some of the plans. And of course, you're going to see us execute on this. So we will have discounts to some of our courses available for just a few days starting on December 2nd. But beyond that, we're going to experiment with a bundle offer. Hey, if you want to get all of our courses, we're going to add on another discount on top of that because that's very, very special. And it is a significant price, but it's also a significant savings for those who want to take advantage of that opportunity. So we're just going to be experimenting with that. I've never done it with this many digital courses. My worry is that it may feel like it's too much, but the positioning is, hey, you can get access to all of this now. You're likely going to go through it all anyway if you're committed to your business. So get access to it now while you can, and then you have lifetime access to it, and you can go through each course one by one, and one will lead you into the next. And so that's the positioning there. And so we're experimenting on Spiber Monday, SPIber Monday is what we're calling it, with a bundle. And that is number 4. Wow, it took me back to my architecture days. Those were some good days when that deadline was coming. Okay, number 5, we have partnering. So this is, you know, I mentioned this in the bundles already, but I think I want to highlight just the idea of partnering with another company, another product. So your product plus somebody else's product, and it could be done in a number of different ways. So there could be a separate page where people can buy both as a bundle if you'd like. It could be somebody buying your product with somebody else's product added on top of it. And what you do is then you send that person that you partnered with a list of those emails so they can get access to it. You know, it may make sense to partner with them in the sense of, you know, you would do a rev share, right? So you would split the bundle cost 50-50 or whatever deal you want to make with them. Make sure you get it on paper and make sure you find out, you know, figure out the details, especially for things like refunds and things like that. Number 2, you could have it with a person who wants to get in because you will be introducing your audience to them and they would do it for free. So, hey, friend who has a course about this, I know that, you know, you'd like to get in front of a larger audience. I'd love to give you a special opportunity to bundle your course with my course. And in exchange, you will get access to all of the people and the list. And a lot of people do this, especially when they know that even though they're giving up the price or the revenue from that particular course that they're sharing with somebody, they're getting those emails, thus having an opportunity to sell them something else later down the road. Now, the one thing I would definitely make sure is that if you're going to do any sort of partner situation, I've done these before on a mass scale. There used to be these websites where, and they're not as popular anymore, but you would see these giant bundles with, you know, multiple partners all throwing in their product, their course, their information product. And you'd see like 30 of them each pitching in for a significantly lower price. And I remember many of you who have been following me for a long time might remember Breakthrough Blogging. Do y'all remember that? This was a course slash membership site. We wanted to turn it into a membership site. This was back in 2013, and it was called Breakthrough Blogging. Blogging was still a giant thing back then, and I had, you know, a number of years, 5 years of experience doing it, and I wanted to give everybody all my best stuff. So instead of just launching it like I've learned how to launch my courses now and potentially up to six-figure launches at times, I launched it in one of those promotional periods because I was like, I want to get it in front of as many people as possible. And so it was my course and somebody else's course and like seven other course creators just all throwing in their stuff. And so the price of the entire deal was like $147 or $199. But when you divide that by, you know, eight people, my course is like $25 now when you really consider it. Plus, you have to be competing with everybody else, and the chance that everybody is going to take action on every course is very, very slim. So I've learned to, for my specific launches, especially beta launches, that was just such a big mistake. I thought it was a good idea. I should have talked to a few people about it beforehand, because as soon as I pulled the trigger on that, I had a number of people, friends, colleagues, email me and say, what are you doing? Are you seriously launching your course for $25? Even though it's one of many within a $200 product, it was perceived as that. And it didn't get enough opportunity. It didn't get as much revenue as it could. And it really burned me out. And I think that that's what led to the demise of Breakthrough Blogging. And 2 years later, I offered a refund to everybody at the retail price just to kind of wipe it clean so I could start fresh with the new courses. One problem, one course, like I've been doing since 2017. And that was really great. A lot of people were very receptive to that refund. Yeah, a refund 2 years later offered by the course creator. I just felt like it was the right thing to do. Anyway, be careful with who you work with. Not that anybody I worked with in that situation, you know, was bad. It was just be careful about how you bundle your products and how things are perceived by an audience during these kinds of sales, because it can dilute the power of your product, the perceived value of your product, and thus just your brand as a whole when you do such things. So partnering can be great though, especially with complementary products. So just keep that in mind and see who you might be able to work with to create an opportunity where both of you can get in front of larger audiences, potentially even share audiences. Big opportunities happen when people collaborate with each other. All right, number six. This is kind of an obvious one. It's your email strategy. Like, let's talk about email really quick related to these promotional periods. Now, I have a lot of experience with these promotional periods because most of my success with my course launches during live launches. Live launches meaning launches that have a very specific start date and then an end date where I can be there actively emailing and following up with people and things like that. And so email marketing is really the basis, the foundation of a lot of these marketing messages and getting people to sign up and learn about them and understand what's available to them, to hear the stories of success from students prior, and to understand on the final day, especially like when the cart closes so they can make those purchases. Really interesting thing though, after promoting courses for 2 years, multiple times, the last day is always insane. Sometimes in some promotions, more than 50% of sales happening within the last 12 hours. And it's kind of unreal. Just shows you that people will often wait till the last minute, which is again, why, you know, a lot of times these sort of scarcity driven limited time things like Cyber Monday can work really well for you. So again, email marketing, a few things that you need to do high level. Number one, let people know that you have a promotion coming. I'm actually doing that for you right now, not through email, but through the podcast. Likely you've seen some hints about it on email, if not just blatantly saying, hey, we have some deals coming up on Cyber Monday, December 2nd, and you'll have some opportunities to get things that you don't normally get access to at the price that you might not have seen before. So letting people know about it ahead of time, just make sure that it doesn't come out of nowhere. And plus you got to think, especially for these promotions, like on Cyber Monday, everybody's also sending discounts to them too, or emails or promotions, right? So if you can get ahead of them and start letting your audience know and your email list know that, hey, you got some stuff coming, look out for it. You'll see an email from me about these kinds of things. Then it's going to prime them so that come launch day or promotional period, they'll be more likely to open, see, and expect those emails. So I would do this a week before, and leading up to that, again, offering a few more, you know, just hints at it leading up to it. And then of course, during the sale, the big launch, offer those bonuses, the discounts, really make it very clear. Super, super, super important. Pay attention to the subject line. You are fighting against several other businesses and companies who are also fighting for that person's attention. So you got to be very, very, very good with what your subject line is. If you have a tool like ConvertKit, you can split test your subject line so that 4 hours later after you send that initial email and it distributes them across 15% of your list, and then it discovers the winner, and then it sends the rest of them. Rest of the emails get sent out to the winning subject line. Use tools like that. I would also encourage you, and this is a very underutilized strategy, resend to unopened. So if you have a launch day and you make these announcements on the second day, I wouldn't do it same day because some people need time. But on the second day, you can resend to unopened, people who did not open that email. I would change the email to make it not just be exactly the same, because maybe the person read a preview of it, which didn't count as an open or what have you. But a secondary reminder is always great. And when you can have a send to unopens, and then you maybe change the subject line a little bit and change your opening to say something that references the day before, then even if a person did open that email from the day prior, they wouldn't be so upset. And I found that to work really, really well. And then finally, make sure that you send at least two emails on the final day. And like I said, people love jumping on opportunities last minute. They don't want to miss out. People do not want to miss out. And make sure that obviously whatever it is that you're selling is of value. And that way you can have confidence in these emails that you're promoting and knowing that it's going to help people. Email marketing all the way. Big strategy. Another thing that you could do that will help differentiate your offerings versus others is go live. So this is strategy number 7. Going live on Instagram or Facebook can be a great way for you to connect directly with people who, you know, you got their attention, right? They're watching you on the live stream and they might watch the replay. You've got their attention. You know, you've cut through all the noise and now's a good opportunity to offer them value. But then also let them know about the opportunities. I mean, that is the value. You can use the excuse of Cyber Monday as, hey guys, I got some stuff for you and thank you for paying attention and for being with me today. And here's how it's going to help you. Quick story about that. And then you can kind of go into your spiel there and just connect with people. I think the most important thing is to actually go live and ask questions. And when you can ask the right questions and lead into the sale in a coaching manner like that, it can often work very, very well. So just a quick little strategy for you. Go live if possible. You're going to find that you'll cut through a lot more noise than people have in their inbox for sure and be able to make those connections and directly offer those bundles or discounts to your audience from social media directly. So that's number 7. So let's do a quick recap. Number 1, a limited time discount, really playing on that scarcity. Number 2, instead of a discount, perhaps offer free shipping. Number 3, special bonuses. Number 4, bundles. Number 5, partner. So finding a complementary product that is not yours to supplement or add on to the material that you are offering or the product that you are offering. Number 6, email marketing, letting people know ahead of time and then following up. And then definitely on that last day, sending at least 2 emails, last minute, last chance, deal goes away tomorrow. Number 7, go live on social media. Number 8, and this is for those of you who maybe you don't have your own products to sell yet. That's okay. Because guess what? People are buying products anyway. And you can make money by recommending other people's products. This is called affiliate marketing. And affiliate marketing is a game-changing just strategy, something that completely changed my life. It was the first way that I sort of monetized smart passive income before I started adding my own courses several years later and making, you know, gosh, how much have I? A lot of money. And I don't say that to kind of, you know, sound cocky or anything like that. If you've been on my website and you've seen my income reports, it's not about the income. It's about how this income happened. And I'm sharing this for the exact same reason. Affiliate marketing has made me a ton of money without having to create my own products. You don't have to spend the time to create these products. People are buying these products already. You can just become the conduit, the connector between the person who's like, oh, I don't know, or hey, I have this problem, and you going, hey, well, guess what? I have a solution and here's why it works. It's worked for me. It's worked for others. Here's why you should get involved with it. And it is completely undervalued, affiliate marketing is. And it's something that I think still, even though I have courses about it, even though I have talked about it so many times here on this podcast, you're going to hear a podcast. Actually, I think last week's podcast was all about affiliate marketing, right? People still aren't doing it. And it's just such an easy opportunity. And it's so crazy. So definitely get involved with affiliate marketing. And one quick fun way you can do it is with a gift guide, right? So Cyber Monday is coming up, a good opportunity for people to get deals on gifts for people, because Christmas is coming up and Hanukkah and other holidays where we want to offer people some love and shower them with gifts perhaps. And so if you could create a gift guide for your audience in particular, let's say you're a photographer and you help other people in the wedding photography niche, you can offer, hey guys, here is my top five best buys of this Cyber Monday. I've paid attention to what Canon and Nikon and Sony are offering, and here are some special deals that you can get access to. By the way, make sure you go through my B&H photo link, my affiliate link, and you can get some amazing things going your way in addition to helping people with products that aren't your own. So that's just one quick opportunity that is probably something we can all do, even if you have products of your own. And a lot of times, again, you just send people that way, and that company is going to do the work for you to sell it, especially around Cyber Monday, especially if they are running Cyber Monday deals, because they're doing discounts, they're doing bundles, they're doing partnering and free shipping and those kinds of things. You just have to send people through your link. Now, obviously, the big thing is you really want to make sure you help people and educate them on why these products are important and how they can help them. If you have a chance to share your own personal experience with these products, that will go a very, very long way. Trust me. Does that mean you should always use the products that you're promoting to your audience as an affiliate? Yeah. Straight up, I really do believe that. It's going to be a much harder time for you to promote something that you've never used before. So hopefully you might have been able to think of some things that you already use that would be useful for your audience too, and it could be a win for all parties involved. But a gift guide, a great way to structure a potential list of things for people so that they can buy them through your link and offer them to others who might be in works for that. So cool, we're winding down here. We got a couple more strategies left. Number 9, this is a beta test for something new. So let's say, for example, you also are somebody who doesn't have a product and affiliate marketing is not working for you. You can't find the right product, but you've been sitting on this idea for a product for a very long time. Well, you can use these scarcity-driven opportunities during the year, like Cyber Monday, to go, hey guys, here's what's going down. In 2020, I'm going to be launching a course about XYZ, and I want to get people to sign up now. And what's going to happen is you're going to go through a course as I create it. And I'm going to create it with you. It's going to be significantly discounted versus the retail price that it's going to be next year, which might be, you know, this price here. But for right now, if I get 20 people to sign up or 25 people to sign up, this is what I talk about in Will It Fly? I'm sort of just paraphrasing that strategy. You're pre-selling something that doesn't exist yet. You're being very honest and open about it such that you can get people who are early bird who want to come on board and get access to it and or you as you create this thing, so that by the time 2020 rolls around, you'll have a new course, you'll have testimonials with students who have proven these results that you're teaching, and you're using Cyber Monday as an excuse, essentially, to go, hey guys, check out what's going down. This is an opportunity. Now, I did this last year, but I did it amongst all the other things that we did for Cyber Monday, so it kind of got lost, but we still did really well. We pre-sold Amped Up Podcasting, which is my advanced podcasting course. And that did really well, but it didn't do as well as I thought it would because it was mixed amongst all these other things. I think if it had just been, hey guys, Cyber Monday this year, we're doing one big thing, and that is we're opening up access to our brand new course, which comes out in January. We're going to get you in now at the discount price. You'll be an early bird championship charter member or whatever terminology you want to give. And as a result of that, you're going to get special access to me, the special discount, as well as first crack at the course when it goes live or the first module comes out. Maybe the first module is already available and then you can get people in as you're creating the rest of it. So a beta test or champion members. Be careful about the term beta in some industries outside of apps and outside of entrepreneurship. Beta can just be perceived as just crappy version of. So just be careful with that because beta often means there's bugs and it's not perfect yet. Not that it has to be perfect, but people will assume that, well, it's just not ready for market. So using the terminology beta may or may not benefit you, but champion members, founding members, if you want to be a founding member of this course coming now during this time period, and you'll also get special access to me and, you know, a discount that, you know, the cheapest price it'll ever be, et cetera, however you want to position that. And then number 10, and this is a big strategy, one that I think should be relevant for all of the above here that we just spoken about, and that is creating a landing page specific for that particular time period. Now, if it is a sales page for a course and it's not something special like Cyber Monday or something like that, then you might as well just use the sales page. And then if you could highlight that scarcity, you can use a tool like Deadline Funnel to put a countdown timer on it. Things like that work really well too. But for Cyber Monday, for example, we're going to have a landing page with all the things. So here's our courses, here's what the discounts are, here's this bundle we're talking about, and it's all on one page. That way, just there's no confusion. It's, you know, especially if you have multiple items, multiple SKUs, multiple courses or programs, you know, putting a bullet pointed list in your Facebook status for that is not going to work with all the different links to all the different things. A single page, a landing page where it is promoting that particular scarcity period. Hey guys, Cyber Monday's here, 2019. And right now we wanted to offer those of you who've been thinking about things like starting a business or starting a podcast or starting to finally generate revenue in your business through affiliate marketing, an opportunity to get in now before the end of the year, get started, and actually start to see results. So go to this link, smartpassiveincome.com/SPI Monday. We'll have to link that for those of you who are listening to the podcast because I can't even remember what the link was. Spiber Monday, but I, you know, that people might go SPY. No, SPI Monday. We'll just have it be that for this podcast episode right now. You might hear an ad or something later on for a different link, but it'll probably go to the same exact landing page. Although at this time, it's probably not available if you're listening to this on the day this comes out because this episode's coming out ahead of Cyber Monday. And it's essentially just a brain dump of all the things that I wanted to just give to you so that you can take maybe one or several, multiple of these strategies and start executing on them. And maybe even if you weren't even thinking about doing a Cyber Monday promotion, or even if you don't have products, but you wanted to sort of piggyback on this big sort of promotional period where a lot of people are buying things because they know they're getting deals that they can't get anywhere else, you can use these strategies sooner than later, hopefully, too. So wanted to wish you all the best of luck, and hopefully this brain dump has been a good exercise for you. Maybe you've been taking a lot of notes. Maybe you're going to go back and re-listen to some of this. But before that, let's do another recap of all 10 of these strategies here. So number one, we have the limited discount or the scarcity-driven sort of time period. Hey, you can only get at this price during this time. Number two, offer free shipping. Number three, special bonuses. Number four, bundles. Number five, partnering your product with somebody else's complementary product. Number six, email marketing. Make sure to get that in place. Email is so important these days, more important than ever. Number seven, going live to cut through the noise. Number eight, affiliate marketing. Create that gift guide. Number nine, a beta test. Founding members, launching something, pre-launching something, pre-selling something. And then number 10, create that landing page so it's easy for people to go to. It's easy as far as one spot that you can just drive everybody to. And that also becomes a page that you can sort of retarget for Facebook ads and stuff. So there's a bonus tip. Make sure that if you're running ads to use that landing page to your advantage and offer it to people and show it to them, especially last minute before the sale closes. And that's that. So, hey, Cyber Monday coming up. smartpassiveincome.com/SPI Monday if you want to check out those deals on December 2nd. Through December 4th, I believe, including a special bonus there that you'll see. And just really excited for those of you who are going to get in before the year ends and get started on some things that are going to help you in your business even before the year starts next year. So thank you so much for being with me today. I appreciate you. I hope you all check out the show notes, which you can find at smartpassiveincome.com/session399. Once again, smartpassiveincome.com/session399. And then finally, just hit subscribe if you haven't already. We got a big episode coming up next week. This is 400 episodes. How insane is that? That plus over 1,000 episodes of Ask Pat. I mean, we've done, you know, nearly 15. I've done nearly 1,500. I can't even believe it. Podcasting, I love you. I love it. I love you guys. Just thank you so much for your time and attention today. I appreciate you. And finally, as always, just, hey, Team Flynn for the win. Cheers, and I'll see you online. See you at Pat Flynn on all things social, YouTube, etc. And once again, for that Cyber Monday promotion, smartpassiveincome.com/SPI Monday. Cheers.
Thanks for listening to the Smart Passive Income Podcast at www.smartpassiveincome.com.
Hey there, and thanks for sticking around to the end. If you're looking for more great shows like this one, definitely give How Success Happens a listen, another great show from the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. On How Success Happens, Robert Tuchman features some of today's brightest entrepreneurial minds talking about overcoming challenges and viewing them as learning experiences to create success. The challenges that entrepreneurs face are ultimately what make many of us successful, however we define success, and that's what the show is all about. There's lots of names you'll surely recognize on the show every single week. Just recently, Robert had Nasty Gal CEO Sophia Amoruso on the show and the former CEO of Snapple the week before that, which is really awesome. So listen to How Success happens right now on Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, or Stitcher.